Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:16 now on this Wednesday morning, January 12th. Plenty of clouds around, highs of 58 today. Nice and sunny tomorrow, highs of 66. 64 and sunny on Friday. Be a good day to play some golf if you're of that ilk. Storms likely on Saturday, though, highs of 69. Then a front comes through, and Sunday is going to be windy and cold with highs of 46 and a good day to sit inside and watch some football playoffs with a fire going in a fireplace. 48 degrees in Homer right now, 50 in Kenner, and 51 here in Belchase. Ronald Surpass joins us, our friend, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and a former NOPD chief, also throughout an illustrious career, was the head of the Washington State Police and the Nashville City Police. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am great, Tommy. How are you? Share something quick. When I was growing up, I thought we were so poor we couldn't buy a king cake if I got the baby. So I didn't eat my first king cake till I was 20 years old and knew I could pay for it.
You got to be kidding me.
It's a true story. My mother used to tell me, how silly are you? We had the money to buy a king cake if you had the baby picked. I said, well, not looking around here, I didn't see we had the money to pay for that. So I never ate the king cake until I was 20 years old.
See, I'd have stepped in and said, just swallow the baby. That would have been my advice to you.
I couldn't take an aspirin. No way I was choking that baby now.
Let me talk about crime in the city and violent crime, specifically as it relates to carjackings. It seems to me, just from what I'm reading it now, it's taken a new turn to carjackings, and I don't know if it's new or not. Judge Pittman's mother, and Judge Robin Pittman is a friend, was hit, as I understand it, by a bullet or bullets that were fired by a perpetrator at somebody who was trying to avoid getting their carjacked, and certainly the person that was avoiding the carjacking was not responsible for Ms. Judge Pittman's mom getting hurt, but thoughts and prayers of the family, because she's still up against it. When it comes to the last couple of days, it seems as though, you know, you got somebody getting knifed or stabbed when they resisted a carjacking and somebody else getting shot at. Is this just anecdotal, or do you see now the problem with carjackings not getting only ridiculous in terms of the numbers, but increasingly more dangerous?
I think it's a combination of the both, Tommy. I mean, we need to make sure when we use the phrase carjacking that people sometimes will walk away thinking, oh, they just took their car. That's not what the carjacking statute is about. It is taking the car with the use of a deadly instrumentality, meaning a knife or a gun, a brick. So when people are carjacked, they are really at the other end of a gun more often than not in the city of New Orleans, and oftentimes something other just as deadly, like a knife. It's a brazen crime. This is kids talking to one another. Kids, I shouldn't call them that, criminals. These are criminals talking to one another saying, hey, did you get picked off for that? Picked off meaning arrested. Did you get arrested for that carjacking you did last week? Nah. Did you get arrested for the one before that? Nah. Did you get charged and have to go to court? No. So this is what perpetrates among themselves. They talk about this. Just like police study crime patterns, criminals study the police and practice patterns of the prosecution. But I will tell you, you know, this particular crime is frightening and it's ongoing and it has nothing to do with COVID. This is 2 years now. We've been seeing a dramatic increase in shootings that are non-fatal, shootings that are fatal, and carjackings. And, you know, Jordan sent me that article that Pearlstein did last night. Mm-hmm. And let me share this with you very quickly. I've known Sean Ferguson a long time. When he was one of our young leaders, what I identified in him was two things: his truthfulness and his understanding of crime fighting. You saw Sean Ferguson in the capacity I remember him as in the summer when he said, essentially, if you give me some extra officers and some free time, we can make a difference. That memo that Mike referred to that was issued Friday, that was written by some politico on the second floor of City Hall trying to protect the mayor and the council.
Let me take a break. Yeah, we'll pick it up here when we come back, Chief, if we can, because for people that don't know, there's a dispute going on about whether or not a New Orleans businesswoman got 1,100 signatures on a petition to get the National Guard to step in and help the NLPD, and whether that would be effective or not is in and of itself a different argument. But basically, the chief was saying that NLPD is not understaffed, and he threw the shade, if you will, at the judges and the DA's office. But earlier, as you're saying, in August, he said that, with I think it was Operation Golden Eagle was the name of it, that the extra help from the state police did help. And he was saying, basically, it goes to whether or not the NLPD is understaffed, I guess, would be it in a nutshell. Yeah. And we'll pick it up when we come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. It is 8:25 Wednesday morning, January 12th, talking to our friend Chief Ronald Surpass, former head of the Nashville Police. Congratulations to the Tennessee Titans getting that number one seed, Chief. I guess you if you're not going to root for the Saints, you're a fan of the Titans after having lived in Nashville?
I lived there 7 years, and I still get text messages and phone calls every day from friends in Nashville who are supporting the Titans. Every single weekend, sold-out stadium since 2000.
I'd like to see him go to the Super Bowl. Anyway, and also a former superintendent at NOPD and Washington State Police. We're talking about carjacking turning violent, and then this dust-up, if you will, I guess, where Sean Ferguson candidly said that Operation Golden Eagle back in August when the state police got involved helped because they needed more officers on the street. Then, as you said, Chief, this memo was written from some politico to protect the mayor and the administration, saying that he's basically quoting here, saying we could have 500 more officers and the National Guard, but if the charges aren't brought to court, it's all in vain. But the fact of the matter is NOPD is woefully understaffed, and that goes to recruiting. It affects every part of policing, does it not?
Absolutely. And the reason Operation Golden Eagle was successful is a number of officers, through extra resources, were able to go after dangerous, predatory criminals without having calls for service responsibility. That is scientifically proven to be effective policing. The next thing is nobody in the community is advanced when members of the public servants start pointing fingers at one another. You've never seen Chief Ferguson point a finger at anybody. Now, all of a sudden, there's this statement about the rest of the system needs to step up. Look, I worked for a lot of really good mayors, and we would always not choose to point fingers at one another publicly because an elected mayor is not the same as an appointed chief, an elected district attorney, and elected judges. So if they want to keep throwing Chief Ferguson under the bus, that's not going to go anywhere because he can't fight toe-to-toe with an elected official from another branch of government. It's not the way to approach this. People are being shot. People are being killed, and pointing fingers saying it's somebody else's fault because we still only have 1,100 cops when everybody, including the school kid, knows we need more than 1,100. We may argue what the top end of the number is, but everybody knows when there's not enough. Every political leader I worked for would be angry at me if I went out and started pointing fingers when, in fact, it's my responsibility as the elected leader to take on other elected leaders, have a debate in public, have a debate in private. But to put the police department out in the midst of starting to throw the first finger pointing is really quite classless. It's just not the way the government works.
No, I don't think dysfunction ever helps anything. So I think this speaks volumes to the mayor's approach and the administration's approach to crime. The only thing she had to say about it, for the most part, in her inaugural address was, or whatever you call it, when she was sworn in, was that the budget indicates a priority against crime, but words are cheap. I mean, how are we going to change this, Chief? What kind of leadership do you need from City Hall in order to get this recruitment wagon rolling? I don't even call it a bandwagon. You got to get something going before you at least stop the attrition, if nothing else.
Look, I look to Mark Morial. big posters on I-10 and Industrial Canal, new sheriff in town. Every day, Mr. Morial talked about how crime was choking this city's future. Mitch did it. To my early remembering, Megan did it. But this particular crowd, at the council as well, Tommy, remember, the mayor proposes a budget, the council passes it. They are locked at the hip on accepting an 1,100 officer department. Has there been efforts at
new council,
employment raises? Well, let's see what they do.
Okay.
You don't hear him saying anything yet, do you?
I mean, didn't interrupt you, but go ahead.
Yeah. But I agree with you, by the way. 5 of 7 are new. Look, having the police department point fingers at the criminal justice system is a mistake, and it's a failure of political leadership. Leave the police department do their job. Let the politicians do their job. And the chief of the department shouldn't be stuck in the middle of this because somebody else wants a fight that they can't take on their own.
Somebody better do something, because it's like a forest fire and there's a lot of fuel out there to feed it. And unless somebody starts to tamp it down or dropping retardant on it, it's going to keep getting worse. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate your time. Have a good week. We'll take a break. We'll talk to the vice chair of the French Quarter Management District about crime when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.